Welcome all. My name is Peter Mayer, and as I was just talking to these gentlemen, there's more than one of me. I talked to a German producer once who said that Peter Mayer in Germany is like John Smith, so. But I guess you sing with the voice you got and hope for the best. I'm very happy to be here with you this week. I've been hoping and wishing to come to Holden for a long time, and actually went so far as, well, my mother was here, Sammy Mayer. She was here about 15 years ago and did one of these workshops. And she told me about how beautiful, how wonderful it was. And I always made a pact with myself that I'd try to get up here with my family. And it so happens that my children could not come, but my lovely wife Patricia is here, probably catching up on her nap time. Smart woman. But it's through hook and by crook, I guess, that I got up here, because I wrote a couple letters actually trying to get here, saying I'll do anything, you know, I'll wash dishes, I'll play guitar, you know, and it didn't work. So years went by, and I met a pastor named Amy Wakani in North Carolina, and I played her church. We did a performance, and afterwards she said, "Have you ever heard of Holden Village?" And I said, "Heard of it? I'm trying to get in there." She said, "Well, I happen to know the new directors really well," or she had a lot of ties here, and Amy has been coming here, I guess, for years, and said I must get in contact. So shortly after that, I got an email saying, "Carol Hinderly has been desperately trying to get in touch with you, and how do we, you know?" So we made our meeting, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. This first, I kind of haphazardly threw together some ideas. What I hoped this would be a collective creative consciousness coming together. I try to be a singer and songwriter, guitar player, but I encourage and I love it. I have been encouraged in my voice through my life, and it makes me very happy to encourage other voices. I believe very strongly that each person has their gift and voice. They may not all should be on stage performing. But that voice is no less important because of that fact. So today is called Waterfall, and it just talks a little bit about the abundance of gifts coming down the river. And people from out here know very well the dangers and the flow of rivers, probably much greater than we do in Nashville. Although I grew up in St. Louis and I have the mighty Mississippi, so. I'm going to play you this song, if I could, to start off, and then we'll just do some talking throughout this week. I'd really encourage, if anybody wants to step in with a question or interrupt me, please do, because I'm just going to be rambling on. So please feel free, but I'd like to open with this song. I actually wrote it for the ELCA Youth Convention back a couple years ago, and it just didn't work out for the schedule, but it comes here today. And on my new album, this is called Waterfall. And I just met Jeff, and it happens he plays drums, and he is going to join me. And if I give him the evil eye, he's going to cease.
Waterfall, drink your fill, washing the Bronze on diamonds, nothing can control. Overboard as it will roll this wonderful waterfall. Where you're headed, where you've turned, you look back and you're not so sure. But in the hands of love you were all alone, all alone. Rose for diamonds, where you wonder who you are. Mystified by grace, love and wrong swept me away. It was too late, it was too late. Rust or diamond, well, you wonder who you are. I knew who you are.
Oh, chain gang.
Texas, she played the lottery, scratching a wish for $100,000. Route 66 again, playing on the radio, talking about the longest plan. Oh,
to entertain the notion that everybody can write and everybody should write, and we really have been afraid of that. And to encourage regular writing and that return and connection, because in writing it's a way we get our feet more solidly on the ground. It's a way we see the height of the sky more clearly. It's a way we somehow come to engage that inner life. What we talked about before and in the song, the waterfall that is flowing through our lives, God-given, people interacting, crashing into each other, but yet a waterfall of events and spirit. And when we write, we engage in a process that is bringing out whatever it is, our voice. And when we do that in particular ways, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, it brings out new things that I really believe makes the world go round and moves the world forward in a more peaceful fashion. But we have tonight this box here that Chris was so kind to provide. This box is for any scrap or page of a journal you want to contribute. And I want to encourage everyone to spend, even if it's 5 minutes, every day writing something down. You don't necessarily have to buy a notebook, but you may already spend 2 hours. But whatever it is, please feel free to contribute something to this. And the only rule I would ask, or the only guideline I would ask, is that you, if you put something in this box, you are willing to share it if it gets picked out. In other words, you come up and talk about it, or we can ask whose it is, and you're willing to say a little bit about it. And if we can get really adventurous, it's going to be right, Chris, on the
shelf, right?
On the shelf in the corner there. If we can get adventurous enough, what I'd like to do is, if you have an idea that could possibly translate into something that could be used at a service. This is not a competition, but if we stumble upon something or someone's interested in contributing something, I would love to just try to musically interact between the musicians. We've got musicians all over the place here, and I'd be happy to serve as a guide, but to take those words and maybe put them to music, or if it's a poet as we have in the back of the room. If you would just be willing to talk or read, or to tell us your sources and talk about your writing, what?
6:15. I almost broke out laughing because what you were saying about writing is my introduction. Thanks for stealing
me. Oh, sorry. We had a meeting before, sorry. So anyway, this will go in the corner, and I'm going to just mention a few ways if you're thinking, what do I write about? I've read books on writing, and my most favorite one is, I didn't bring it with me, but I can bring it next time. It's by William Stafford.
Come on, guy.
It's called You Must Revise Your Life. That wasn't the title you were going to use. It's a blue book. It's very wordy.
It's in a bookstore.
Great. Wow, you guys are good. You're on. It's a little thick to get to through at times, but I tell you, it has some earth-shattering ideas in it. This guy is incredibly tied into to the mysterious river, to River of the Spirit, and he holds back saying that again and again and again, but he has a wonderful connection. But there's three ways out of the thousand that you could pick to write that I've experienced in my life, and I'll pass them on to you if that helps you get started on what you're going to put in that box. The first is stream of consciousness. I think it's Julia Cameron wrote a book called The Creative Artist's Way. Has anybody heard of that?
Yeah.
It's really a wonderful book. But she encourages three pages a day of journaling and stream of consciousness. She calls it a brain drain. And I found it to be extremely useful. I'm tired of working in the garden at Holden. I am looking forward to tomorrow's sunshine. Whatever it may be, you just continue to write as things occur to you and what's on your mind, and you let one thought lead to another. But you keep going and you fill a quota of three pages.
What is her book?
Julia Cameron?
Cameron, as Cameron. John Cameron Swayze. And Julia Cameron, but she, it's called The Artist's Way, I believe, and she wrote it with another author, Mark someone, maybe someone was. But it's really good. It's a very methodical way to go through and maybe get those creative juices going. That's one way. The next that I've encountered in my writing with great friends of mine, with some with Jimmy Buffett, through Mac McAnally, who's an incredible songwriter, is concerted focus work on a single project. You have an idea, Mysterious River. You work to get a particular form, verse, chorus, because songwriters love certain forms. They don't have to stick to them, but they're tried and true, and they also gather in and encourage singing. There's a natural reason we go for that. It's just not staleness, although it gets stale on the radio sometimes. But we need form sometimes to shape our ideas, and they can provide wonderful slip slides into ideas that never would have occurred to us had we not had those forms sometimes. I'm going to play a quick song that illustrates some of the first way I talked about the stream of consciousness. I was writing in my journal one day and just forcing myself to think about ideas, and I had made a stew or something that morning, the onion. Okay, so I thought, well, I'll write a song about an onion. So I journaled for a page on an onion. And what came out of that was kind of a strange idea that maybe, as in our human world, the vegetable world has a hierarchy. And they have parties and they leave people out of their parties just like me. It's called the evening.
It was a perfect night for a feast of light. Won't you come in? They were all there, the pickles and pears, tomatoes and there was every dish from chicken to fish, and every water and wine. The cream of the crop, this party won't stop till quitting time. Who's that stranger knocking on the door with a twisted grin? If this is the party for the saints and the sinners, I said, let me in. I am the onion. I'm the spice of life. You better treat me right. Oh, I am the onion. You better treat me nice. Cause I'm spice of life. Oh, so come on, come on, come on. Don't pass me by. Don't pass me by now.
That's something like that. What William Stafford is talking about in this third method that just blew me away, it is not, it's not a method. It is, I think, the ultimate way for me. It struck a chord with me because it reminded me of the way that I needed to approach not only writing sometimes, but my relationship with my wife and my kids and my prayer and my meditation. You meet every thought. You welcome all thoughts, first of all. And some of them aren't the prettiest of thoughts, but you welcome each thought with the best of you and pass it on to the rest of you. You always do your best to let one word sound itself into the next without too much preconception. And obviously he's a poet, which makes it very, very powerful for his meaning. And I'd like to read you a few quotes from him, if I could. Just really, really life-changing for me. My poems are not, to my mind, crafted objects, but little discoveries in language that spring from the encounters between outer events and an unpredictable and never sufficiently identified mysterious river. This is the second one. I feel that it's important to let the process of writing bring about things rather than just be the writing down of things that are already brought about. That's a big one for songwriters. The third one. I accept what I have in the immediacy of an encounter. I decide what moves to make. It takes a lot of humility to, a lot of patience too, to think in that way at times, but I encourage you, as you're thinking about filling this box or adding a scrap of paper, maybe listening to others contribute to this box, I encourage you to do it in a humble way, not an unconfident way, but in a humble way that does not have at its end reward for or a prize, although you may get one in your life for doing it. I encourage you to contribute it. Not necessarily to change the world, although you may change the world through doing it. What I love about what William Stafford says is that he says you should contribute to this box because that's what you love to do. And that's just the process of writing down a word somehow changes you, changes those you encounter in that day, changes the way you look and feel and see the world, and then ultimately, to me, changes the world. And I guess ultimately beyond that, changes our relationship with the Spirit and the presence of the Spirit in our lives, which I just think is huge. The last one, which I'd like to send on to you. A writer is not so much someone who has something to say as he is someone who has found a process that will bring about new things he would not have thought of if he had not started to say them. It's very, very simple, but he's saying, anytime, anywhere, in the silence, write. There's no bad words. It's kind of childlike, if you think about it. I mean, I see kids around, working around the camp, I see them playing, and I see them singing, and it's just overwhelming, that energy. I think it's something that we want to hold. We haven't lost it, but it gets covered up. This is just a little piece I'm going to try to remember I wrote once, very short little. This is a children's song, a song about childhood. Spirit, the waterfall of your life, the intersection of people and things, again, is not prize-bound, but if it brings you to prayer, brings you to meditation, or brings you to comedy, all of that is welcome in this box. And if we pick it, just be ready to stand for it and back it up, if you would. Also, the fact that the thoughts or feelings, none of them are too small to go in or to ultimately move our community forward in some way. Again, from William Stafford, he talks about how that motion forward forces us, even with things we disagree with or even with contention, forces the community to make changes around those words. And that's a big deal. That changes us inside. And ultimately, to me, this all ties into the foolishness of God, because we're welcoming our failures as shiny things to pick up, or usable things, ways we are shaped. And I really believe that in Jesus, our God showed the ultimate way to be foolish in surrendering his squeaky clean God suit. Coming down to mess it all up, being in and around and through this world. And also, encountering and engaging us. Not just he as a model, but actually engaging us and in that process, changing us. So just some encouragement for you. I've got a Ted Loder quote that I'd like to pass on to you, if I can find the book. This is another one that just has blown me away. I've read it about 5 times. And another visionary author, wordy guy, but he has just some killer stuff to say. And he quotes a poem in here, and I'm embarrassed to say I'm not sure where this came from. But I love this. If you ever doubt the strength or importance of putting a word in that box, this is a poem for you. You say the little I need to get some reading glasses. You say the little efforts that I make will do no good. They will never prevail to tip the hovering scale where justice hangs in the balance. I don't think I ever thought they would. But I am prejudiced beyond debate in favor of my right to choose which side shall feel the stubborn ounces of my weight. So if you can cast your word on this side of the scale, or on whatever side you decide to, it'll be in that corner any time of day or night, and we'll pick some out.
We have that book also.
Oh, great. Why don't you just take over the... That's excellent. It's worth having. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. I'm going to just play another song or so. Does anybody have anything they want to throw in at this point? Questions or comments? Each day we'll take in a little something different. One more thing. To all guitar players and instrumentalists, at some point during this week, or maybe multiple times if you're interested in getting together, and we're going to do something on Wednesday that's a little bit more of a musical-centered harmony and melody kind of thing. But if you're interested in doing some guitar work, please see me, and maybe through Chris and some of the people here, we can organize that. Yeah.
We'll announce it at meals, put it on the kiosk.
Okay.
Something else I would say is, if it just happened that a song about foolishness came out of this week, we might be able to sing it all summer long.
Yeah.
So who knows what the Spirit has in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Just for example, if I think, is Wednesday, am I doing the service, or we're doing it together, or I'm not sure how that's all coming together, but anyway. I'd love to, even if it's in a the form of a chant or prayer to music, put some of your thoughts in if you're interested.
Yeah.
Or contributing.
Are there any lonely guitars in the village?
I see one back here.
I think so. Yeah. Paul's shaking his head. There's an electric over in the DC that's a village guitar, but I think there's some around.
If you don't have an instrument too, that should stop you from, if you want to. If we do it in a place, you know, big, where people can sit and just talk about it. Any other questions or comments? And should I play another song?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
This song is called Still in One Piece, and it's a P-E-A-C. It was sent to me by a pastor in Colorado, Dave Jensen, and he signed his emails off, and I really liked it and thought it sounded like a song there. So I put it to music here. This is Still in One Piece. We have some drums on this one?
Okay.
It's kind of like a straight eighth. Thank you. to sing with me if you would. It goes,
still in one, still in one, still.
Get together and move on from there.